Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip. What to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode. Hello, beautiful soul. Today we're going to talk about the number one fear that people have around psychedelics, which is, will I lose control of myself, of my mind, of my body? Will I lose control during the trip? At this point, I've done dozens and dozens of psychedelic trips, probably close to 100 trips. And that includes mushrooms, LSD, DMT, ayahuasca, and also non-psychedelic things like MDMA and cannabis. And I can count on one hand the amount of times where I truly felt like I was losing control of a trip. For the vast majority of my trips, even the most intense and difficult trips, I knew exactly where I was, I knew who I was, I understood what was going on. I also had no desire during any of my trips to jump out of a window or do anything reckless or crazy, the way that it's often portrayed in the media. A good metaphor that we can use for a trip is that of a roller coaster. Imagine you're on a roller coaster ride, it's very intense, it's a hardcore ride, you might not even enjoy it at times or feel like it's too much, but you still know who you are, you know where you are, and when the ride is done and over with, you're back in one piece, and then you can reflect on the experience. Where people lose control of a trip, because it does happen. Where people lose control is when they're in the wrong environment, they're with the wrong people, or they don't know the people they're with at all, and they have not set a clear intention. They're doing psychedelics very unintentionally, very spur of the moment. They have not planned it. They don't know the environment. They don't know the people. This is where you can get in trouble. If you get the fundamentals right, the environment, the people, the set and setting, the intention, the mood and the feeling that you're going into the trip with, that alone, I would say, is enough to guarantee that while you still may have an intense trip, you're not going to lose yourself in it. You're going to be transformed. You're going to be shifted during the trip. Another moment where people might lose their sense of control is when they can't surrender to a trip. They feel a lot of blocks, a lot of resistance coming up, and they resist the flow of the trip. That's where they feel like they're losing control. So instead of worrying about losing your mind or jumping out of a window, instead think about getting the fundamentals right. Pick a very safe, comfortable environment to trip in. Pick a person that you can trip with who you feel comfortable around. Get clear on your intention and why you're doing this trip. Get all the fundamentals right before you start the trip. This will give you the most sense of control, a sense of well-being, a sense of you prepared, you've set the intention, and now you're free to surrender to the trip. Also, don't take a crazy dose. If you really care about control, you can start with a very low dose of mushrooms, a very low dose of acid, or whichever psychedelic you're tripping with. You don't have to go hardcore. The higher the dose, the more likely that you will lose yourself in the trip. Now, to me, that's a good thing. I want to get lost in the trip. I want to explore my consciousness. But I know for some people, they want to stay grounded. They want to stay, you know, on Earth level. They don't want to go to Mars. And in that case, just take a small dose, start slow, start gentle, and that'll keep you safe and grounded. I think there's a fear behind the fear of losing control. That the real fear that people have is the fear of transformation. They know deep down that when they take the mushrooms, or they take the acid, or they do ayahuasca, that they're going to be fundamentally changed in some way. But they don't know in which way exactly they're going to be changed. And that can create anxiety. So they're not afraid of losing control. They're afraid of the transformation that could happen because they don't know what that's going to look like on the other side. You feel like the mushrooms or the plant medicine or the psychedelic will change your default settings in some way that you're not going to like after. So two things I want to say about that, and I can only speak for myself, but the changes that I've personally experienced from mushrooms, from DMT, from ayahuasca, have been overwhelmingly positive. It's like getting a free software update. It's like getting your cache cleared, your RAM cleared, your system reset. To me, it's the gift of all gifts. It's the reason why I want to do psychedelics, is because I know they're going to work on my psyche, they're going to work on my soul, and they're going to change and shift things in such a way that will make me a better person, a stronger person, a more resilient person. So for me, I welcome the changes, and I suggest you go into it with the same attitude. Although you don't know how you will be transformed, welcome the transformation. Allow the mushrooms to work with you. If there was a side effect label on mushrooms, it might say something like, warning, might give you more clarity, might give you more purpose, might give you more direction in life, might make your mind quieter, might give you clarity of thought. So, to me, those are all amazing side effects. And also, it feels like the changes that are being made with your consent. There's an energetic consent between you and the psychedelic. And if you truly don't want to change, if you truly resist the trip, you're not going to receive that gift. So don't be afraid of changes, because your energetic consent will be required to make those changes happen. And number two, these changes are not necessarily permanent. You have to work for it. You have to integrate the homework and the changes and the transformation that the mushrooms and the psychedelics give you. So if you're afraid of being irrevocably changed because of a psychedelic trip, I would say it's unlikely. It takes work to keep those changes. It takes integration. It takes understanding. It takes practice. If you don't take any action after the trip to integrate those lessons, you're most likely going to revert to your default self. I wouldn't worry about being changed forever, because if you truly want to stay the same, you'll have ample opportunity to do so. So at the end of the day, to put it in the simplest of terms, psychedelics will give you a different perspective on life, a different perspective on reality, and a different point of view on yourself. But what you choose to do with that perspective, how you integrate that perspective into your life, will be completely up to you. Instead of worrying about control, I would focus on getting the fundamentals right. Get the intention right. Get the environment right. Get the core basics of your trip in place, and this will give you the most sense of control, the most sense of comfort. If you want an overview of the basics of what you need to do before a trip, during a trip, and after a trip, check out the Mushroom Trip Checklist. It's an ebook on my website. You can find it at jameszander.com. I also recommend my video, 8 Things You Must Do Before Your First Mushroom Trip. You can check that out on my YouTube channel. And if you need one-on-one support with integration or with your psychedelic journeys, you can book a call with me at jameszander.com. Thank you for listening, thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening, and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.